Lex orandi, lex credendi. The law of prayer is the law of belief. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lex orandi, lex credendi. This Latin phrase, which some of you may very well have heard before, is quite simple. Lex, law, orandi, of prayer. Est, is, lex credendi, the law of belief. The law of prayer is the law of belief. This liturgical axiom, which has been developed over the course of centuries of the sacred liturgy being practiced by the one holy Roman and Catholic and Apostolic Church. This axiom reminds us that it is foolish to believe and to think that what we do here in church, what happens here in the sanctuary and what happens there at the altar, does not affect what we believe in the profound depths of our souls. This reality reminds us that what we do here matters, and it informs our souls of what we should believe. What we do here brings to life what you read in the Catechism. And if the sacred liturgy does not manifest all of those truths that you read about when you study your faith, it will in time diminish our belief in certain aspects of the one true faith. That is why it is so important to understand, to love, and to cherish the sacred liturgy of our Holy Mother Church. Today, on the first Sunday of Advent, we begin a new liturgical year. And in many ways, we give thanks for all of the graces that we have received during the course of last liturgical year. By a brilliant stroke of divine providence, that here in this blessed country, we would celebrate the feast of Thanksgiving at the end of the liturgical year, whereby on a Thursday, the day in which our Lord instituted us the two great sacraments of the Holy Priesthood and of the Most Holy Eucharist, that on a Thursday, just before the liturgical year would end, we would give thanks to God for the graces that He has given to us through His liturgy. And that the word Eucharist in Greek itself means thanksgiving. Everything we receive comes to us from the liturgy, comes to us from the altar. And in our thanks for what we've received the years past, we now look forward to the year to come. And God willing, with a greater understanding, each day understanding more and more what our Lord wishes to give to us from the altar. And that the law of prayer influences the law of belief, which then in turn influences the law of life. Lex orandi, lex credendi, lex vivendi. The law of prayer is the law of belief, which is the law of our life. We live outside these walls what we see, hear, taste, smell, and touch here in the church, the temple of God, and that what happens here at the altar in a mere shadow of the eternal liturgy of heaven allows us to take what we receive and bring it into the world which is in darkness, and that the light of heaven may penetrate through this sacred portal into our world, restoring the sacred to society. Because the sacred has first been restored to the sanctuaries of the church. The sacred that you receive here, do not keep it for yourself. Take it into your homes and bring the spirit of the liturgy into the world, that society would be reformed through the grace that you receive here and are generous enough to share with others who are most in need. In the epistle today, our beloved Saint Paul reminds us of this, that we are to walk in the light of day, to give up the things of darkness that take us away from preparing our souls to receive Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, who desires to come to you each and every single day of the liturgical year, because as he said, I am with you always, even until the end of time. This is the eternal gift that God gives to you, not only eternal in its effects, but also eternal in its promise, that each and every single day until the end of the world, that this gift would be offered to you, the gift of the liturgy. And as our Lord warns us, or reminds us rather, in the gospel, that when we see the calamities of this world, that only in a lack of faith would we too be pulled under by the wake, or in the wake of the devil's temptations to despair. But when it is that we see these things come to pass, lift up your heads, for your redemption is at hand, because you have faith, because you have belief in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and King. The law of prayer influences the law of faith, the law of belief that each one of you holds in your heart, and during these 4 weeks of Advent, that you would cultivate that faith by renewing its promises, the hope that they give, and the love that they demand of us, of the sacred liturgy, and of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, our Savior and our God. Our Holy Mother Church knows how much we need help in preparing a way and preparing our souls to receive our Lord on Christmas. It is not without divine providence that she, at this very moment, asks us to go to Our Lady. We are in the 9 days that lead us up and culminate in to the feast of her Immaculate Conception. That singular privilege given to her by Almighty God, that she would be preserved of all stain of sin, both actual as well as original, and that from the moment of her conception, God would be preparing her as a vessel to be the mother of his incarnate Son, in order that we would receive our salvation. Our Blessed Mother gives to us the Incarnation because the mystery of the Incarnation was first extended to her soul at the moment of her conception. Let us go to her to ask her humbly to prepare our souls to receive our Lord on Christmas Day, that with the liturgy we would ask her and honor her for being the Immaculate Conception, that she wishes to give to us all that she has received from our Lord Jesus Christ, everything that she has received from her divine Savior, her Son, and her King. She wishes to extend it to us if we would only go to her and ask. As we prepare for the Immaculate Conception, which we will celebrate solemnly 1 week from today, go to our Blessed Mother and ask her this Advent to prepare a place in your soul in order that you may receive more fully and more profoundly the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ there in the silence of that holy night. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.